traditions.
An oil slick hitting the shore soon in Louisiana. What a disaster. What is this going to do for offshore drilling in the future? More groups challenge the new immigration law in Arizona. And we start off with this one. A new Department of Transportation law kicked in on Thursday that so many people were thrilled about when they initially heard. And it has to do with your time on the tarmac when you're waiting on the plane. It's called the tarmac delay rule. It's been debated and thrashed about since it first was talked about or announced, actually, in December. Supposedly there's a whole bunch of new regulations that are going to so-called protect commercial airline passengers. And what the deal is here, if you get over 3 hours on the tarmac, you know what? They're going to pay a big fine, or there's a good chance they will, meaning the airlines. Now, you, the passengers, won't get $27,000 plus a head, but the airline theoretically is going to have to pay $27,000 and change for each person on that plane. So it's a 3 hour tarmac time limit only on domestic flights. Delayed international flights, the DOT is going to let the carriers basically determine what the time limits are there. So who better to join us right from the get-go with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight than one of my favorite pilots, international pilot too, by the way, DJ Frost. DJ, how have you been?
I'm doing great, Kate. I just got back from Ecuador a couple hours ago, so it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, thanks for staying up and being on the show after that flight from Ecuador, as you mentioned. Let me ask you this. As a pilot, even, what's the longest you've ever been on a tarmac?
Oh, I've been out there for 3 or 4 hours at a time. The thing from the cockpit perspective is we get paid when the plane is off the gate and the plane is moving under its own power. So that we didn't really mind that much that we had to go wait in line because we knew we were on the clock and we were getting paid. We don't necessarily get paid when the airplane is sitting at the gate and the doors are open.
Yeah, so I got you from the work perspective of what you would actually make. I got you, but then you certainly don't want unruly passengers, and you don't want situations where, like, remember that crazy thing that happened last August when you had passengers who were trapped overnight on a tarmac in Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
That was just ridiculous,
yeah,
that
borders on ridiculous, too, because when I see things like that, I just say, come on, the captain has to be stronger and take more initiative in that case and just say, hey, we're getting off the plane. I mean, I sure as heck wouldn't want to be sitting in that plane overnight. I don't know why that the captain and the first officer decided they were going to stay in that plane and stay there all night. It just boggles my mind because I would have sure as heck would have been off that plane saying, I'm going to the hotel, folks, let's go. And I just don't understand that. The other thing, though, with this rule, and initially I was like, all right, that's great, because I also sit in the back as a passenger. In fact, I'm flying from Miami to Philadelphia tomorrow morning. And there's one thing, though, and people are going to have to keep this in mind, that, hey, if it comes up to 2 hours and 50 minutes in line and we might be 3 or 4 in line still to go, people are going to have to make a decision in the cockpit then and say, well, we got to go back to the gate now. We don't want to make that, you know, pay that fine. And meanwhile, you know, people are going to be in the back saying, hey, Nana's going to meet my flight, and she's waiting at the airport for me. Hey, we're coming up in that 3 hour window, and the plane's going to the back of the gate because of this stiff penalty that's going to be imposed. So people are going to be seeing that sometimes, especially when there's severe weather curtailing the departures at certain airports.
Yeah, no kidding. A good point. You know, if you're working for American Airlines or Delta or any of them, the carriers probably will have rules that they'll want the pilots to follow. And as you said, you get to that tipping point, which I've been on many flights that are right around the edge of 3 hours. They're not quite 3 hours, but geez, they're getting close to 3 hours.
And they're going to be staying on the gate longer, and people are going to be sitting around the departure lounge then saying, hey, how come we're not departing on time? And they're going to say, well, looks like there's storms. We anticipate there could be a 3 hour lineup trying to take off. And I know I've been in those, I think I was actually in a 5 hour one at JFK one night. And I think we did the whole tour of JFK. And yet, you know, we finally did take off in that point. But, yeah, if we get to that point then and saying, well, you know, do you want to go back? Are we going to stay out there? We, people don't want to exceed that 3 hours. You know what? I think there's going to be some people are going to be very disappointed in that they have to go back to the gate, cancel the flight. And, of course, we saw what happened with the volcanic ash things going on there, what that did to people, because there's less flights, they're more crowded. People could end up then being delayed another day or so before they get to see their loved ones at the other end.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm glad you brought that up with what happened in Iceland with the volcano. As it was explained to me, because, you know, there were actually some people that were like, why can't the pilots fly? I don't understand it. I had a geologist on who said it would be like with if you tried to go through the ash or tried to risk if you could get around the ash, almost like sort of shards of glass hitting the plane. Have you ever heard of that analogy before?
Oh, sure. I was on Fox News. I gave even a better one. It's like trying to drive your jet ski through sand. You know, you know, jet skis go through water very efficiently. If you try and drive a jet ski through sand, it's just going to go sand. It's just going to go right into that engine and just seizes. All the parts are going to seize and melt together because it's almost like a glass coating that's going to go over them. And also, it could also go into the pitot-2s, which are the speed sensors on the front of the airplane that give accurate airspeed. So if those get clogged up, that could be a whole nother catastrophe in the making.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. That's the truth. You've flown for a while now. Do you think, are things getting better flying? I mean, that sounds funny to say that with all the crazy nonsense lately that's happened with planes having to be diverted, with crazy nuts yelling things on planes or whatever. But do you feel like it's getting better in the air?
You know what's really getting better is the passengers taking more initiative for the safety of the aircraft and the cabin. I think there's more people being more aware and looking around and really wanting to take action if there is something going on in that aircraft. And I think the whole mindset of what it used to be in before 9/11 of, okay, cooperate, we're going to go ahead and land, we'll let go of the hostages and things like that, it's completely shifted. It's gone 180 degrees in the other way, saying, look, if somebody's going to try something, then you know what? It's our life or your life. And that's when everybody has to get together and work for that common cause. And that's what we're learning now in security training at the airlines through our yearly training, that it's just a whole nother way of looking at it, and it's going to be us or you. And you know what? It's more important, the passengers and our lives now, because everybody's life is at stake.
Boy, no kidding. Hey, we tell everyone thanks, DJ, to go to pilotdjfrost.com. It's a great website. It has the tips that you could use if you want to fly stress-free, because I know a lot of people sometimes have that trepidation still, as you know, about flying. Thanks. You take care. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kate. Anytime can help you out. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. And, boy, I'd fly with him anytime, I'll tell you what. I really, honestly. And he has so much experience, too, internationally and all over the country as well. So, and he's right. I saw him on that Fox News appearance when he was talking about that and what happens or what could happen with the ash situation. Coming up on the flip side, the oil spill. Will it put the brakes on offshore drilling? Ooh, I for one hope not. Stay with us.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Loving what's happening in the Gulf Coast. The Coast Guard urging BP to formally request more resources from the Defense Department. And BP, naturally, is going to take help from anyone at this point. Pretty much the blown-out well is 40 miles offshore, and it's spewing. We've talked about this, but I got more analogies today. It's spewing five times as much oil into the water as they originally thought. So think about this. Picture in your mind what 200,000 gallons of oil would look like. Picture 5,000 barrels. Like picture 15 pirate ships loaded with barrels on the decks. And that's what we're talking about. The spill easily could become the worst oil spill in the United States history. The 11 million gallons that leaked from the Exxon Valdez, remember those terrible pictures, and that's back in 1989, and all the time for the cleanup, and you saw just the wildlife and how they were doused in oil. We could be seeing the same pictures ultimately because the Gulf of Mexico wells hold more oil than a single tanker. That's why it's probably going to be worse. And the whole idea here is there's no way to stop it. I mean, a minor spill is one thing, but at the scale that we're talking about, the escaping oil, mean, you're pumping out a massive amount of oil, and how do you contain this? So the BP, the CEO of BP, did an exclusive interview on CNN, and I happened to catch it, and he certainly he knows he's under the gun, and here's a little bit of what that sounded like. First, his reaction, and then how do you do the thing where you burn the oil off as potentially a way to stop it from hitting the shores, because I'm telling you, it's like hours away from hitting the Louisiana coastline, and here's what he said.
I think it's far too early in the investigative process to speculate on the events and what transpired. It's clearly been a tragic accident, and you know, I feel great grief and sorrow, actually, because of the people who've lost their lives, and we clearly have tremendous sympathy for the families and friends that they've left behind. But it's too early to speculate on the course of the accident. What is clear is that the ultimate fail-safe mechanism in a drilling operation, there are many checks before you get to activating the blowout preventer. That is the ultimate fail-safe mechanism, and for whatever reason, and we don't understand that yet, but we clearly will as a consequence of both our investigation and federal investigations, it failed to operate. Well, the burning operation is part of a three-pronged attack on the surface. In the core of the spill, where the oil thickness is about 0.1 of a millimeter, we are using burning booms to try and collect it, and we'll ultimately see if we can set fire to it. Also in that central area, we have 16 large skimming vessels deployed. And then in the broader area where the spill is a surface sheen, that's about 97% of the area of the spill, that is an area that's susceptible to attack through dispersants.
All right, so that was Tony Haywood, and was explaining a little bit of the burning situation and the reaction as they're trying to figure out how it happened. And you heard what he said initially, that he was just fumed. Of course he was, because he's the CEO of this company that now is under fire. So many people glaring at BP and wondering, yeah, how did this happen? And now it's all about the cleanup. It's all about don't hit the shores, brother, because if it does, this is going to be the worst thing we've ever seen. You think of the oysters, and this is people's livelihoods, the oysters in Louisiana. And you think of the shrimp, all kinds of stuff that comes out of those waters. So it'll be some time before you eat any oysters out of there if it happens to hit. The fishing industry is big. A lot of people will be affected by this, to be sure. And the areas getting fouled up by oil, what's happening now is shrimping, in the shrimping business, they're just scooping it up as fast as they can and getting out of there, worried that, of course, they can't be hanging out in the water, so to speak, for the next couple of days, for fear that this is going to hit and hit big. And it, boy, it is. It's looking like it really, really could be worse than the Exxon Valdez. And to be sure, there have been lots of oil spills. But here's the question. Does this sour you in any way? Anybody listening to me across America, wherever you hail from, does this sour you in any way on offshore drilling? The Floridians do not want it. They don't want it. They don't want the platforms. They think it'll destroy the environments they have on either coastline, and they do not want to see that happen in the Gulf of Mexico or in the Atlantic. They don't want it because of this exact thing, the possibility of something happening, and then what ultimately was described by many people looking out and seeing a platform. Now, you wouldn't see the platform if you're too far out, but since we're seeing here what's going on in Louisiana, you cannot guarantee there won't be an oil spill. It's an accident. It happens occasionally, and I can't even remember the last time we've seen it happen, but the Valdez, I guess. But that was a tanker. So in the case of the platform, no one was expecting this. I mean, I can go back and tell you about a lot of different tanker spills that were awful in what they did. And American tankers, and one that messed up the Canadian coastline at one point. I want to say it was off the coast of Nova Scotia, if I remember right. And it was right before the Valdez. I think it was a year before the Valdez. And there have been other accidents that have happened on tankers. But when we're strictly talking about the platform sinking and doing what's happening in Louisiana, you know, you've got to really, really go back in time to come up with that happening. And the spill could make for some interesting politics, to say the least, on drilling. I personally think we have no choice but to do the drilling deal. Because of where we're at this time, our dependence on foreign oil. I don't care if a chunk of it's from Canada. You're still relying on some from the Middle East. But regardless, we have to be able to wrap our arms around our energy problem ourselves moving forward. So doing offshore drilling at this point, because you killed the electric car, meaning the car guys did that, the oil guys did that, perhaps now it could have been much more commonplace for people to drive electric cars. And there were other alternatives that were being developed and kind of went by the wayside. Nuclear power is another option, and that was pushed off because there were no new nuclear power plants being built. Now that's happening, but still we're years down the road from it becoming a reality. And the same thing with the offshore drilling, by the way. You still have to come up with the leases, you still have to build the platforms, all that stuff. So theoretically, it's 4 years away if everything's green-lighted. But now it absolutely is going to become a big problem. You know, in trying to do some research on this, the worst platform thing that I could come up with in the same area was in June of 1979, where an oil well exploded in the Gulf of Mexico. And then you had the drilling platform that caught fire and collapsed. And it ruptured valves, and it made it pretty difficult for, you know, rescuing people and trying to control the damage. And that spill, it was in June of 79, and that was went all the way until March of 1980. And then you started to talk about moratoriums on offshore oil drilling. And, if you know, that's been 2 decades, I guess, since we had our last platform built. And this one has the makings of being one of the worst that we've ever, ever seen. So it's a fair question. I mean, does it sour you, even if you feel like I do, on the idea of the offshore drilling? Is there a better alternative to this? 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah.
Time for the cheap movie reviews here on America Tonight. It's a great escapism for a lot of people. You know, you work through the week, you tear your hair out when you're listening to some of the things that are happening across the country that infuriate you, that you feel like you can't do much about. You call this show, you call other shows, you listen to what's happening politically or what's not happening, and then you start thinking of those midterm elections. But regardless, I think the movies are a great escape for a lot of people. I'm one of those people. I really, really am into the movies. I guess it started when I lived in California for a short time, and it seemed like we were always renting movies or going to the movies or somewhere in between all the chaos. That's how we chilled. And I have a lot of people that send me movies, and we've had people on the show in the movie business. So it really, that's what it is. I mean, it's pretending, and that's what you do when you're an actor, and that's what you do when you're a writer or a screenwriter, and you actually, you know, put it on the paper. We have Andrew Klavan on the show. We had him on this past week to talk about South Park and all the controversy over South Park, and he just had another book option to be made into a movie, A Long Way Home. So he understands that, and I don't know. I just think it just makes it fun. So there are a couple of interesting offerings this time around this week, and in looking at them, I don't know. They, for me, to be honest, they might be rentals. A movie that I heard people talk about maybe 6-7 months ago, and they started to put the trailers out in the movies. You know, you go to a movie and see a trailer for it. Is this one? It's called The Good Heart.
Oh, Jacques, not again. Why can't you just die?
Good to see you too, Olivia.
Do me a favor. Unplug the smoke detector. Unplug the green wire.
Oh. Happened to you?
Suicide attempt, not successful. What happened to you?
Heart attack. Full fire.
I wish I could pay back in some way.
I could sign you up as an organ donor.
My whole body. What would you like to start with? A kidney? You just take whatever you needed.
Lucas, you little punk. You come with me. I need your help. From the looks of things, you could do with some help yourself.
House of Oysters.
I don't have a family. No friends. What I am interested in is that this bar goes on after I'm gone. And that's where you come into the picture, Lucas. From now on, you're my student.
See this young gentleman? We need to get him penguinized.
He's got work to do.
That's more like it.
Time to wake up.
This one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
You're making one very serious mistake.
What?
You're being friendly. Overview, overview, overview. You have to know what's going on with every single customer. Who's drinking what? Who needs a refill? Who wants to be left alone? A decent bartender knows what the customer wants before he knows it himself.
I'll have a Bloody Mary, please.
And do you have organic tomato juice?
We don't do walk-ins.
Are you a stewardess?
I got fire.
Why?
I was afraid of flying.
Where is the lady room?
No lady room. Bar is no place for women.
But she's got no place to stay.
Well, that's not your problem, and it certainly isn't mine.
Aren't you sometimes afraid that you'll go straight to hell? You have to leave. Sorry.
Where's April?
She left.
I don't want you to become bitter and cold. Life's too short for that.
All right, I actually think this movie could be pretty good. It's about this owner of a dive bar in New York, and it's crazy. Same faces show up, professional drinkers, I guess is the best way to say it. The one guy, the guy who owns it, is pretty determined to drink and smoke himself to death. Then he meets a homeless young guy who's given up on life, and the rest goes from there. And it actually does look pretty good. Certainly worth a rental if you don't go and see it at the movies this time around. And the people that star in this, it's a bunch of character actors. That makes it kind of fun, I think. Now, this movie I definitely would be interested in because I like the lead actor. You'll recognize his voice, and then I'll tell you more about it. It's called Harry Brown.
Mr. Harry Brown, police. Is there anyone here with you, Mr. Brown?
No, I'm a widower. What's this all about? I'm scared, Harry. I'm scared all the time. To them out there, this is just entertainment.
I'm sorry to have to tell you, but Mr. Atwell is dead.
Good morning, madam.
Do you ever kill anyone?
I want to do some business.
So what do you want?
I want a car.
Of course you do.
Is she okay? Maybe we should take her to the hospital.
She's
fine. You're aware of the shooting on Curzon Street. Two dead.
We recovered the murder weapon at the scene. It was an old military bayonet.
You've never really talked about your time in the Marines.
The Marines were a lifetime ago. I was a different man then.
Tell me what happened in the subway with Leonard.
Who's Leonard?
He's the man you and your mates murdered.
Can you confirm that a number of deaths are attributed to a vigilante?
He told me he talked to the police, and what did you lot do? Nothing.
As far as I'm concerned, Harry Brown's doing us a favour.
He's got a gun!
He's got a gun! You failed to maintain your weapon, son.
All right, so Harry Brown, you get this. You hear the recognizable voice of Michael Caine. And this is a guy who's like a law-abiding citizen, lives alone. You heard that at the top of the clip. And his only companion is his best friend. When he's killed, he breaks in half. What I like about this movie, 1 hour, 37 minutes. You get in, you get out, even if you're there to watch a couple of the new trailers. Looks like it's pretty good, and some of the stuff that I've read about it, for what it's worth, because I don't always pay attention to the critics, and neither should any of you, but the critics across the board did give it pretty good reviews, so I'll hold it up. Michael Caine, almost anything that he's been in has been pretty good, in my opinion. I've seen a ton of Michael Caine movies. Even if he has a little part in it, it's usually a pretty good part. Then there's this oddball movie. If you have kids, it might be fun. It's called Furry Vengeance.
Welcome to Rocky Springs, future home to the greenest community ever built.
Do you know why they call me the King of Green? Because I love this planet.
So you're going to take out the whole forest?
Yeah!
But we're replacing it with a shopping mall with a forest theme.
This is an opportunity to do something good for our family and for the environment.
How is ripping out the forest good for the environment?
The only thing standing in the way are the locals.
Riley! Riley!
Hey, go away.
You can't run.
Okay, Private, I'm back here. Gonna charge up that bridge.
You can't hide.
The animals are out to get me.
And what animal are we talking about?
There's more than one of them. I think they're in cahoots.
This is insane.
Shut up!
You can't escape. The furry. Summit Entertainment and Participant Media present...
We're going to pour $100 million into the local economy.
Tim, we've got to do something.
Dad, you're building on a nature preserve, and nature's ticked off.
Are you telling me the animals are trying to get me to stop developing Rocky Springs?
I think the animals are out for revenge.
Brendan Fraser.
You have a family. All this time you were protecting them.
Come on, y'all.
Furry Vengeance.
Honey, are you in there?
Don't worry, we'll have you down in no time.
You might want to cover your eyes.
All right, you get the gist of this, that the return of the animals coming back and getting their revenge. Brendan Fraser, the star in that one, you might have recognized his voice. In fact, he was even in a pretty good movie. I can't think of the name of it now off the top of my head, with Michael Caine, that I saw a couple of years ago. But I would say most of this that's up for grabs is probably more Netflix rental down the road. How about that? Save your money. You don't want to pay $9 or wait for a matinee or the Dollar Theater, because some of those shows will probably come there. Coming up next, we have This Day in History, news you can abuse, and birthdays.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish. M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Bucks barely down the street, the people wait all over. No sound but the sound of speech.
How appropriate, another one bites the dust as we put this show to bed with some fun stuff. Remember, you can always shoot us an email, americatonight.net. And once again, good luck to all the people who entered our trifecta challenge, including Andrew Jones, Dave in Vermont, and Brian. Don't worry, you got in at the top of the hour on the internet. I went to the email. We retrieved your numbers, and so you are locked and loaded, as I am fond of saying. Let's jump into news you can abuse. You got to get a chuckle out of this. Can anybody relate to this, by the way? You know, when you're going in those, you're going up, this happened to me in Chicago. A lot of times it happens in big cities because the parking structures are so tall and tiny, and you have a car and you're going round and round and round and round. It was pretty scary. It seemed like people that were coming down when I was going up were just narrowly missing me. But actually, this particular thing in a parking structure hasn't happened to me. It's scary that this did, though. Check this out. A man backed his car through a parking tower wall. I am not kidding you. The 67-year-old guy from Oklahoma was, I'm sure, scared to death. He backed his car at a pretty high speed through a seventh-floor exterior wall of the parking garage. And I'm going to post the picture on americatonight.net. When we get off the air tonight, I'll put that up there because it is shocking. And he said his foot got stuck between, not a Toyota, his foot got stuck between his Mercedes brake and gas pedal, when he was backing up in the garage in Tulsa on Wednesday, and it burst through the wall, sprayed debris on the parking lot, but he thought that was going to just topple over. He wasn't hurt. That's the good news. They didn't even ticket him. What are they going to ticket him for? Whoops, excessive speeds through the back of the wall. I mean, I'm sure he's scared to death. If it had just gone over a little bit more, that car could have toppled over, and that would have been it. For now on, though, he is going to be the butt of every joke by his buddies. I am so positive of that. How about this one? A man-wide city hunt, whatever you want to call it, for a speeder in BC's Lower Mainland resulted in cops nabbing a guy who had been smacked with a 50-year driving suspension. So they were searching for somebody and didn't know much about his record. It was kind of had a spotty record, in other words. And the guy turned out, once they stopped him, he had stolen a motorcycle. He was driving erratically and doing, you know, crazy amounts of speed. He was pulling U-turns and he was failing to stop for the red lights and the stop signs and all that stuff. And the surveillance video caught up with him, and that's how they caught him. But once they nabbed him, it turned out he had an incredible criminal record. So many convictions that he was given a 50-year driving probation, so he would have been 77 years old by the time he was able to drive again. And all because he just couldn't help himself, he had to get on the motorcycle and run through those lights and stuff. All right, you can appreciate this one. The tall things, the Guinness Book of World Records deals, we talk about that a lot. This certainly is one for Guinness Book of World Records. In Wisconsin, there's a horse called Big Jake that might be bigger than any horse in the world. At least that's what his owner is hoping. He's a 9-year-old Belgian gelding, and he is 6 feet 11 inches. Yeah, 6 feet 11 inches. Do you know that's 2.5 inches at least taller than the previous record holder? That was a Clydesdale from Texas named Remington. The horse, boy, this horse is huge, too. Just picture, if you will, the horse almost looking fake. I mean, huge. This is a huge horse. So the horse is on the Smoky Hollow Farm in Poinette, Wisconsin. And he usually is shown as a draft horse in 4 or 6 horse hitches. And this is nice. The horse raises money for the Ronald McDonald House, because people are blown away by the horse they're just shocked. The horse weighs 2,600 pounds. 2,600 pounds. That's a whole lot of horse, isn't it? I mean, that's a lot. Okay, a couple other quick things. I'm going to jump to this day in history. And I promise I will post that car. That's the most hysterical thing I've seen in a very long time. All right, this is from Fort Worth, Texas. So I'm right down the road from it, and I happened to catch it earlier in the day. Smoking pot in a car seems like it'd be pretty easy to get busted, right, if you were stopped, especially if it's a cop car. That's what happened in Fort Worth. A uniformed police officer has been arrested because he was seen smoking marijuana in his patrol car. The police chief, Jeff Halstead, said the officer quit the force. The chief says they began an undercover investigation after getting reports of pot smoking cop. And the chief says that he admitted to smoking marijuana on duty, so now he's charged with marijuana possession. It's the only way I can get through my day, man. I gotta smoke a little pot. And of course people are gonna see that and they're gonna report him. What was he thinking? And he's there, they could take the license plate down, he would just apparently pull over at lunchtime and just light up a doobie and just go for it. Crazy. All right, one more for you from Salt Lake City. A Boy Scout with 126 merit badges. Boy, that is a busy Boy Scout. This Boy Scout named Walter Lamb Barkus earned 4 merit badges that were taken out of retirement this year for the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America. They were for carpentry, tracking, signaling, and pathfinding. The 18-year-old started on his badge quest about 10 years ago. The patches are displayed on two blankets in his house. You know what is strange? Now they have the video gaming. You can earn a merit badge with a video game on it. It's the controls if you get it. But how do they determine, I mean, what? How do you get a merit badge for playing video games? I don't understand that. So if you're great at video games, and that, how do you prove that? I guess through the Wii system. I don't know. It's crazy. This day in history, born in Abbott, Texas on this day, guess who? Willie Nelson. Yeah, he's the singing, playing, pot-smoking crooner who once got in trouble with the IRS. Remember that? He had to sell everything. Actually, he's a pretty good guy. He led the whole farm aid benefit to raise money for the poor farmers, all that kind of stuff. And big government, not his friend, like I said, he owed $32 million in back taxes, paid every penny, including the penalties and interests. And he almost lost his Texas ranch and his bus, but he didn't. He lost everything else, though, that he loved. On this day in history, in 1900, train engineer Casey Jones was killed when trying to save the Cannonball Express as it highballed its way through Vaughan, Mississippi. The famous song about Jones is loosely relatable to the train accident which cost the railroad engineer his life. It is a very famous song. It's one of the things I can remember about my dad. There was a poem written about Casey Jones, and he gave it to me when I was, I don't know how old I was. I think I was six or something. 1922, Charlie Robertson of the White Sox pitched the Major League's fifth perfect game. Can you imagine? The Chi Sox defeated the Tigers 2-0. Mm-hmm. 1939, baseball's Iron Horse Lou Gehrig played his last game with the Yankees on this day. Sad story. 1939 as well, public television began. President Franklin Roosevelt became the first chief executive to appear on TV. He spoke at the opening ceremonies of the World's Fair in Flushing, New York. The station was WNBT there. In 1953, Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle became a team at Capitol Records in Hollywood. Sinatra's musical style under Riddle's direction brought them to the top of the record world for the second time in his career. You still hear so many of his songs, right? Come on now. All right, let's move forward. 64, TV sets would be different after a ruling by the FCC that said all TV receivers should be equipped to receive both VHS and the new UHF channels. As a result, TV dealers scrambled to unload their VHF-only models as fast as possible. Wow, how about that? Just for grins, I'm going to throw a few birthdays at you. Oh, let's see. Oh, isn't he the best? There's no one like Donovan Madsen, I swear. 1953, Meryl Osmond, yeah, from the Osmond Brothers. He was born. 1967, Turbo B from Jerome Butler, rap singer. The group Snap. 1967, 1948, Perry King. He's an actor. Mandingo, The Lords of Flatbush, Switch. Yeah, sound familiar? Jill Clayburgh, 1944, actress, 72 Hours in Oakland, Honor Thy Father and Mother, The Silver Streak, Semi-Tough. She was great in Semi-Tough. That's it for birthdays. Happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating one, make it count.